This is cassette number 6.
Mavens caught David's eye. He nodded, understanding, but he pressed. We need to talk, sir. It's important. My brother? Yes. Very well. Will you accompany us back to our hotel? It isn't far. I'd appreciate it. So David walked from the ruined Forum Romanum, gently guiding Heather around the fallen masonry. Heather turned her head like a camera stand, still immersed in the bright glories of a city long dead, and space-time distortion shone in her eyes. They reached the hotel. Heather had barely spoken since the Forum Romanum. She allowed David to kiss her on the cheek before she went to her room. There she lay down in the dark, facing the ceiling, her wormhole eyes sparkling. David realized, uneasily, that he had absolutely no idea what she was looking at. When he returned to his own room, Mavens was waiting. David prepared them drinks from the minibar, a single malt for himself, a bourbon for the agent. Mavens made small talk. You know, Hiram Patterson's reach is awesome. In your bathroom just now, I used a worm cam mirror to pick the spinach out of my teeth. My wife has a wormhole nanny cam at home. My brother and his wife are using a worm cam monitor to keep track of their 13-year-old daughter, who's a little wild, in their opinion, and so on. To think of it, the miracle technology of the age, and we use it in such trivial ways. David said briskly, as long as he continues to sell it, Iron doesn't care what we do with it. Why don't you tell me why you've come so far to see me, Special Agent Mavens? Mavens dug into a pocket of his crumpled jacket and pulled out a thumbnail-sized data disk. He turned it like a coin, and David saw hologram shimmers in its surface. Mavens placed the disk carefully on the small polished table beside his drink. I'm looking for Kate Manzoni, he said, and Bobby Patterson and Mary Mays. I drove them into hiding. I want to bring them back, help them rebuild their lives. What can I do? David asked sourly. After all, you have the resources of the FBI behind you. Not for this. To tell the truth, the agency has given up on the three of them. I haven't. Why? You want to punish them some more? Not at all, Mavens said uncomfortably. Manzoni's was the first high-profile case which hinged on worm cam evidence, and we got it wrong. He smiled, looking tired. I've been checking. That's the wonderful thing about the worm cam, isn't it? It's the world's greatest second-guess machine. You see, it's now possible to read many types of information through the worm cam, particularly the contents of computer memories and storage devices. I checked through the equipment Kate Manzoni was using at the time of her alleged crime, and eventually I found that what Manzoni claimed had been true all along. Which is? That Hiram Patterson was responsible for the crime, though it would be difficult to pin it on him even using the worm cam, and he framed Manzoni. He shook his head. I knew and admired Kate Manzoni's journalism long before the case came up, the way she exposed the wormwood cover-up. It wasn't your fault, David said levelly. You were only doing your job. Mavens said harshly, it's a job I screwed up, not the first. But those who were harmed, Bobby and Kate, have dropped out of sight, and they aren't the only ones. Hiding from the worm cam, David said. Of course. It's changing everybody. It was true. In the new openness, businesses boomed. Crime seemed to have dropped to an irreducible minimum, a rump driven by mental disorder. Politicians had, cautiously, found ways to operate in the new glass-walled world, with their every move open to scrutiny by a concerned and online citizenry, now and in the future. Beyond the triviality of time tourism, a new true history, cleansed of myths and lies, and no less wonderful for that, was entering the consciousness of the species. Nations and religions and corporations seemed almost to have worked through their round of apologies to each other and to the people. The surviving religions, refounded and cleansed, purged of corruption and greed, were re-emerging into the light and, it seemed to David, were beginning to address their true mission, which was humanity's search for the transcendent. From the highest to the lowest, even manners had changed. People seem to be becoming a little more tolerant of one another, able to accept each other's differences and faults, because each person knew he or she was under scrutiny, too.